Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Project X Cloud adds more games, and FTL is getting Steam achievements. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. It's my favorite day of the week. This day has feeling, right? It just has feeling to it. We're halfway through. It's downhill from here. It's very exciting. My name's X1. Let's do this. Project X Cloud dropped a while ago, and they've just continually added to it. Well, they just dropped another update that adds 15 more games. This is according to Windows Central. Since launching in preview back in October, Microsoft's Project X Cloud game streaming service has steadily been adding more compatible games, and today they just added 15 more titles to the pile. There are some major names amongst the new additions, including Halo the Master Chief Collection, Destiny 2, and Civilization 6. That's one of my personal favorites. Also, they've added The Surge. You can check out a full list of the new xCloud titles by going over their website. There's a lot of them, including both of the Batmans from the Telltale series that I really enjoyed. So go check out that list. As mentioned, Project X Cloud is currently in beta and lets you play its current list of 50-plus games with an Xbox controller on your computer or mobile device with Android 6.0 or greater. Only a 10 megabytes per second Wi-Fi or mobile connection is needed to play, so pretty much anybody will be able to play once it launches. The service recently just expanded to South Korea, where it's already rather popular. I have had a chance to play xCloud in the wild on my brother's Android, who he has it, and it works fantastic. It works really well. I'm super impressed with it. It's not something I would use every day, but it is something that I would use when I had the opportunity, you know, when I needed it, when I was traveling, etc. Unfortunately, signups for Western players are currently closed, but keep an eye out because Microsoft might open it up again and you can get in the beta. Project X Cloud is set to launch in full later this year. Everybody was shocked when Telltale Games went out of business. All of their games were taken down from all their storefronts. Well, it looks like they're back. They're slowly starting to come back. If you notice, if you remember, they were bought out by Skybound Games, and slowly they've been trickling their way back into the universe. The latest is Steam. This is a news story over at PC Gamer. The Walking Dead games were delisted from Steam in late 2018, a victim of the surprise implosion of developer Telltale Games. New series owner Skybound Games later brought them back to the Epic Games Store, and they remain available on Steam for people who have already purchased them. However, that's going to soon change. Skybound announced late yesterday that the Telltale's Walking Dead Season 1, Season 2, A New Frontier, and the final season will all be re-released on Steam later this week. None of them are currently available for purchase, but they'll go for $15 each when they are available. In the meantime, if you want to get a taste of what they're all about, a 2.5 gigabyte demo for the final season is still available via the Steam page. I'm really glad these games are coming back. These games are a hit or miss. You either really like them or you really don't. I think they're a fantastic addition to the gaming genre. I'm glad that they were bought up, and I'm glad that they're going to be continued to be sold and to be made. Very exciting. If you love the game Faster Than Light, well, then you're going to like this next news story because it's all about Faster Than Light. This is a news story over at Eurogamer. Faster Than Light is getting a Steam Achievements list later this week. That's right, 7 years after its original release, FTL Faster Than Light is getting Steam Achievements, and all being well, they should arrive later this week. When developer Subset Games launched FTL, its critically acclaimed real-time strategy roguelike in space back in 2012, a total of 51 achievements were already baked into the experience. They weren't, however, part of Steam's achievement ecosystem. Come FTL's imminent update, though, proper Steam achievements will be implemented. And it's very exciting. That means that if you are a hardcore FTL player, you can now show off your prowess to your peers. All 51 achievements are currently viewable on Steam, but won't be activated until patch day. I think achievements are great. Steam is really smart for implementing achievements into their system. The Xbox does them really well. PlayStation does them. Nintendo does them. Everybody does achievements now. It's great to have them updated. Fantastic if you're a PC player and you've got it on Steam, and now you want to show off your achievements to your friends. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. I love doing this. I love hanging out with you guys each and every single day. I will be back here first thing tomorrow morning. In the meantime, have fun. Enjoy life. Sit back, relax, and play some games if you get a chance. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.